This is an executive summary of 721 exchange liquidity windows and redemption programs, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Accessing liquidity after a 721 exchange isn't always as simple as selling a stock. It works through specific mechanisms with their own windows, limits, and conditions. After the initial lockup period, you can convert op units to right shares, and for a publicly traded right, sell those shares on the market. But for a non-traded right, liquidity comes through redemption programs, periodic opportunities for the right to buy back shares, subject to limits and the right's discretion. Understanding these liquidity mechanisms, the conversion windows, the redemption programs, and their limits and conditions, is essential for planning your access to cash after a 721 exchange. This guide explains how liquidity works after the lockup, conversion windows, redemption programs, their limits, and planning your liquidity. After the lockup period ends, your liquidity options open up, but they work through specific mechanisms. The basic path is to convert your op units to right shares, now permitted, after the lockup, and then access cash from the shares, either by selling them on the market, for a publicly traded right, or through a redemption program, for a non-traded right. So liquidity after the lockup involves conversion plus the share liquidity mechanism. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.